not sure what was being planned. It's possible they wanted to have multiple events at the same time, multiple school attack type events, and then it would later have been, they would have blamed the internet for allowing these groups to coordinate, and that would have been seen as part of a greater attack on the internet, perhaps resulting in even more laws or more regulation of the internet. It's also possible that the conspirators set up multiple teams to do the job. If one team should perhaps fail or fall out, they'll have another team ready to go. For example, if they plan an event in Georgia at the same time, if that Georgia group didn't work well, the Colorado group would take over. I'm not sure how they was coordinated. I just don't think it's coincidence that you have so many similar events right before and right after, as I said, in the Denver area and then around the United States. As to what the relationship is exactly, I could not tell you. But perhaps tellingly, the most significant thing is the authorities refused to really investigate these things. Jefferson County was being flooded with reports of possible related activity in other parts of the country, and they just, you know, didn't put two and two together. They just filed it away. And that's sadly typical of the Jefferson County investigation. They got so many leads, so many clues, and they just filed them away, never ran them down, never investigated. And that, of course, is to get more evidence of a cover-up.